Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. As always, it is such a deep honor and pleasure to have you with us today. Today, I want to talk about different, multiple topics. One, let's start with what happens when you fulfill a big, big dream of yours or a big goal, a big vision of yours. So my absolute biggest thing to ever experience, to ever, like my biggest dream, my biggest childhood dream was to live at the ocean. As you might know, we moved to Mallorca less than 3 months ago. It's already been the most important decision that I've made for myself and for my soul, and I love it. And there's this type of, let's call it a black hole, or like a void, like a pause maybe, that happens when you experience something that you've been wanting to experience for a really, really long time. Like my whole life, everything I've worked for, everything that I wanted to do, like everything I did with myself and for myself was in order to one day live at the ocean. And now that I literally see the ocean as I'm recording this, there was a moment after moving here where I was like, okay, and what do I do now? Like, you know, like, if you've always been striving towards something and then you have it, you're like, okay, and like, where do I go next? What do I do now? Aside from obviously enjoying what you now finally have. And there's this, of course, it takes time to arrive in a new country, to ground, to integrate, all of that. And a funny thing that has been happening to a lot of other people who I met who also moved to Mallorca from colder countries is that whatever the work they were sharing or doing before moving here, when they moved here, the first 1, 2, 3 months, sometimes for some people even longer, they were like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something completely different. Let me innovate my whole new life and like do something completely new. And then there's like especially 3 people that come to my mind. Not that many, I have to say. It doesn't sound like many, but at least for those 3 people and for me. There was like this phase of not like wanting to do something completely new after moving here. And then after a while, they were like, no, wait, actually, I love what I've always done. Like I loved my job or my business or the things I've been sharing before moving here. And I want to continue sharing that again. And the same thing also happened with me. Like the first 1 and 2 months, like the first month, I was just reading books. I was just like meditating, taking time for myself, like focusing on grounding, on arriving, like integrating this big shift. I was missing my family a lot. Like the first month was just like fully for me needing to ground and arrive. And then the second month was about like meeting new people, having more fun, starting to work a little bit again, more like that. And now I feel like I know what I want and what God is circulating through me to share with you on the podcast, in my offers, in the retreats, in one-to-one sessions. I feel like that feels more clear again. But there was a phase where I needed to be empty and to almost feel like I was empty and to almost feel like I'm in a break. I don't know what I want. I don't know where I want to go. Like, what the hell do I do now? Like, I needed that moment of like a blank space. And I needed that moment to like to not need to find the answer within an hour, within a day, or within a week. Like there was like a whole month where I wasn't doing anything. And that can feel really scary. And that was also like really, really needed for me. So if you're working towards something really big, or you've just experienced that, have that, achieved that, whatever you want to call it, and afterwards you're like, okay, what the fuck do I do now? This is such a normal point. And really just connecting with yourself over and over again in all those different ways, whether it's meditation, being at the beach, whether it's dancing, moving, workouts, whatever it is that makes you feel alive and makes you feel like yourself and helps you to hear your own inner voice and your soul's voice, do that. And Now, what I actually wanted to say was I took a few weeks and months of break of sharing about Tantra and sharing about sensual embodiment and about our womb and our feminine energy. You might have noticed that I feel like there is so much information around that topic on my podcast. Like if you listen to the first 70, 75 episodes, there is so much there. And there's also a lot on my Instagram account if you like scroll through the posts. And I felt like for a moment, I felt like I've already shared everything. Like what else is there to share? And obviously there's always more to share, but I needed a break to be able to look at those topics and share about those topics and teach about those topics and create ceremonies around those topics in a new way again, right? Because if you've been doing something for 3 or 4 years, there's always the cycle always comes where you're meant to innovate something, where you're meant to take it or do it with a new, fresh perspective. And that's what I really needed. And now I feel very, very excited to share more about sensual embodiment and the feminine energy with you again, and how to deepen that within you, how to develop that within you, and to share and teach even deeper teachings around it, deeper ceremonies around it, and to talk about it maybe in a fresh perspective. And there's a few different ways in which I'm creating and preparing and working on some projects for you, which will come in. Some will take a bit longer. One thing is really big, and I'm just trusting God. I'm just trusting God and the universe on it. I'm just like doing what God and the universe are like moving through me, and I'm acting in that way on that project. And I wish I could say when it comes out, but it's like, I feel like some things are not in our hands. Sometimes our calling is something a lot, lot bigger. And actually, this brings me to another topic. I know a lot of people want to have their own business and be self-employed and make their passions into their dream job and all of that. And obviously that's like when you look on Instagram, you see people saying like they made 10K within their first 3 months or like this and this and this. And all of that is absolutely possible. And I just want to share that the like entrepreneur journey is, I feel like if we look at it from the point of how can I make as much money as possible as fast as possible, I feel like that's a really wrong way to look at it. And oftentimes it doesn't work like that. And having your own business, especially if it's around personal development, spirituality, your connection with yourself, if it's around those topics, I truly feel like the reason why you start sharing about those topics is bigger than you. Like it's the universe, it's God calling you into something bigger. It's got the universe having a bigger vision for you. And if we just make it about how much money can I make this month, or like if we just make it around these surface level topics, it really holds us back, and it holds back our development of becoming the best facilitator, the best coach, the best healer that we can. And even us becoming the best teacher is our character, our energy, our skills especially being developed, our soul expressing herself more and releasing those layers of holding back, of fear of being seen, of so many stories, so many stories. And it's also about, like, I truly believe that the women, the beautiful people that I get to work with, they are soul family on a level or not. I mean, there's some clients who become really, really good friends with me after, or like I become really good friends with them, or just us together become really good friends after working together for half a year or a year. And there's people that I just so deeply love. And every person that I work with feels like, at some point, feels like such a soul family. Even if we work together for 2 months and then, you know, the work is done, that's totally okay as well. But I feel like us sharing this work in this industry is so much more about than just like fixing a problem. It's more about all of us becoming the version of us, and like all of us expressing and sharing our soul and our soul mission and being in our true soul energy of who we came here to be, to create the change that our soul wanted to create when it came on this planet. Does that make sense? I hope that's not too like too out there, but that's what I truly believe. And that's what I know a lot of my clients with whom I work with believe as well. And that's why we want to do this work. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you are interested in getting to know yourself even deeper. You're likely interested in expressing your highest potential, not meaning that you are not good enough right now. That is never the right or never like the aspect from which we work on ourselves, but from the aspect of I can feel that I came here for something more, or I know, or my soul knows that I came here for something bigger, and I want to live that out, and I want to express that, and I want to be that, and like I'm ready to release anything that is standing in the way of that. And oftentimes, obviously, we have to develop our skills, and we have to learn new perspectives, new practices, new tools, and new skills, like I said. But oftentimes, expressing your soul is not about adding more things into your cart. It's not about adding more things, like putting more things on your body, but it's about releasing, like releasing stories, releasing layers, releasing so many different, like releasing baggage, releasing energetic blocks, releasing those emotional blocks, a lot with childhood. There's so much with childhood, and I do a lot of childhood healing work in my work, even though I don't often really share it as that, but there's so much from your childhood that comes up. And last year at some point, I was feeling a lot of self-doubt. I think I shared the story in one of the podcasts around self-doubt, and I was like really in a downward spiral, and I felt like there was so much self-doubt, and then I was crying and moving. And then at some point I saw again how in primary school and also in high school, but in primary school, remember in sports class when like two people started picking other people who they wanted in their team? I was always the last or the second last that would get chosen because I was chubby and I wasn't sporty. So no one wanted me on their team in sports class. And that really hurt me as a child, right? And that feeling of self-doubt and of neglect from other people, that pain came up again at some point last summer when I was moving in that downward spiral. So, and I have completely forgotten about that. And like, if I think about that now, I think it's cute, it's funny, and I'm like, I want to hug my little inner version to whom that happened or who was experiencing that. But I don't feel like sadness or any emotional energy around that topic right now. Like, I'm like, this is through me. This is like, I've moved through that. But that came up again last year. So it's like, as we're moving and stepping up, sharing our passions, sharing our skills, sharing our what our soul wants to share with the world, as we are evolving as human beings, there's deeper layers and old stories that come up. And oftentimes, or almost always, it's about how can I take a fresh perspective on like this inner story or this inner perspective that is coming up? And do I want to continue believing that? Does this even feel true for me right now? Or actually, is this just an old thing which I'm ready to release? And this brings me to the next part of your story either traps you or it frees you. So the inner story that is coming up, it either traps you or it frees you. And the way you look at the story when it comes up and the way you be with that story and the way you have the option to rewrite that story either frees you, either traps you or it frees you, right? Creating more space liberates you. So I want to invite you to see how you can celebrate your inner story and how you can rewrite those inner stories that don't feel good anymore in a way that it benefits you. So if you've had a not so loving experience with your father role and now you don't have really good experiences with men in your life, that's trauma probably, but there's also stories and patterns that are stored in your physical body, in your emotional patterns, and in your energetic body. And those are all things that we can work on, that we can change with love, that we can rewrite in love, that we can rewrite into a story that frees you and liberates you and not a story that keeps trapping you. And some of the steps of how to rewrite those stories is first awareness. Where is it coming from? What is it even? How does that pattern and that story play out in my life? And then what was the deeper inner desire that the previous version of me, of when that story originated, needed to hear or feel? So when your father didn't give you love the way you needed it when you were a child, what did you need back then? What would have you needed to hear? What would you have needed to feel and to experience? And what was your inner child back then desiring from your father or from someone else? And then also observing how those patterns of not feeling safe with being provided for maybe for by a man or being provided for by even your business. Like there's so many different layers I want to go into, but all those stories in which we felt pain or experienced pain and trauma in the past, it creates such a ripple effect in how we see other men or other women or other partners, the business client's life as well. And I know that there's a lot of people who love the universe, who believe in the universe, who love God. Like when I say God, I mean the universe, but you choose your word. I know a lot of people who love it and who trust it and who know they are from the universe and they know they are the universe and the universe is them, like all of that whole shebang, but they don't fully trust it. They trust it when things are going well, and they want to trust it, but there's a big fear of it as well, or a big fear of what if God or the universe doesn't have my back? What if the universe disappoints me again like it did when I was 13? What if it disappoints me again when I was 21? What if this and this and this? So I feel and I see a lot of people in the spiritual community who do love and trust the universe, but not fully. And that's where there's a leak in your belief. That's where there's a leak in your trust. That's where there's a leak along the chain of really going out there. Or do you hold yourself back and limit yourself when something bad happens? Do you follow through on your dreams and goals and on deepening your relationship with yourself? Or do you take a pause and like go away, take a break, say fuck this shit when something goes bad or goes the wrong way? And this not 100% belief in universe, in God, is oftentimes because you were hurt in the past. And all of us have been hurt in the past, and it is such a valid experience. And where are you still holding on to that? Where are you not allowing yourself to let that go and to rewrite that story and to fill up that story with love and with a new perspective and with a new story? And that leak in trusting fully in God and the universe also can have something to do with your parents if they weren't there for you. Obviously, because they are your first providers when you're a child, they're the most important people. And when we don't receive the love that we needed or the way we needed it, that carries into huge blocks or stories or limiting experiences if we don't look at that, even when we're 30, 40 and older, right? If we don't look at those things, they stay within us. So I would love to ask you, where is there pain in your body that is within you, that a part of you is protecting because it is afraid, because it truly just wants to protect you, but which is also maybe not serving you anymore? Where are you holding on to pain? Where are you holding on to old memories, to old experiences that you're ready to heal or to transform, but it will take a bit of courage, maybe even a lot. And it will need for you to stand up even more for yourself and for what you and your soul truly, really desire. Where is there old pain, old stories, old memories that you're holding on to? And also observe, just as you're going throughout your day, even when you are just walking through the city, and observe the thoughts, the stories, the beliefs, the maybe even judgments that you have throughout the day as you're going about your day, walking through the city. Observe those things that come up and ask yourself, are those truly things that I want to believe, or are those things that I'm ready to release and let go of? And then you can also see where in your body are you feeling a lot of tension. That is oftentimes the place where it's great to start beginning with somatic healing, with breathing, with feeling into the sensations of that block, of that emotional block that is stored in that body part, and creating space from it. I think one of the last things I want to share today is that oftentimes what we want but aren't experiencing yet, there's a lot of reasons why that is. One of the reasons, and one of the bigger reasons, is that it oftentimes has an internal conflict. Like, there's oftentimes an internal conflict within your subconscious or unconscious mind. Like, you want to start your business, but there's a deep fear in your unconscious mind. Or you want to start putting yourself out there and date again, but there's this deep unconscious fear or belief that is coming up. So one of the questions that you can ask yourself to see where this internal conflict or this inner fear is ask yourself, if I do it, I'm afraid that, fill in the blank. And then repeat that question and journal around it and just let the words come out. Or you can repeat that question in a meditation with yourself. And then the other way of that question is that, like, that's also a big thing that a lot of people have, is like a fear of success, a fear of actually having it. Because our fear, there's oftentimes the fear of, I'm afraid that I will never get it. And then there's also the fear that I'm afraid if I get it, it will be taken away. Or if I get it, something else will be taken away. So the second question you can ask yourself is, if I've done it, I'm afraid that, and then insert the blank, what are you afraid would happen if you do it or if you've done it? Okay, so this is what wanted to come out today regarding inner stories and our perspectives on those inner stories. And I want to share with you, if this is a topic that you want to work on, if you are working on deepening your relationship with your soul and with your body and your relationship with what you really want to do and what you really want to go after in this life, I invite you to the Soul Retreat. The Soul Retreat is a 5-day women's retreat that we're doing here in Mallorca. It's focused on Kundalini practices, on practices of you connecting deeper with your feminine energy, and then also a lot of emotional and somatic healing. We're taking those 5 days to focus on you and really fill up your own cup, release those old stories, rewrite those old stories, release those emotional, energetic, and physical blocks that are oftentimes causing that inner conflict, and to open up the pathway and to create such a clear and deeply loving relationship with what our soul wants, what our human wants, what we want in this life, and then also how our bodies are feeling, how our relationship with our bodies is, how our relationship with being provided for, our relationship with being in our feminine is. So this retreat is for you to focus on yourself and to create the change that you really want. You will be guided with powerful, powerful ceremonies, from opening up your voice, activating your voice, to clearing your chakras, to remembering that you are of worth, and ending the cycle of always trying to be worthy enough, to reclaiming your feminine energy, and so, so, so much more. I am so excited for this retreat. We are in a beautiful, luxurious finca in the east side of the island, and I cannot wait to experience those 5 days of bliss and deep connection with yourself, with you. And if you want to learn more, you can click on thewayoflife.com/2024-retreat, or you can click the link in the show notes or the link in my bio on Instagram at Soul Coach Nikita. I look forward to seeing you soon and sending you a big, big hug. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram, and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.